Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano. This is episode 205 of the world famous University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. Uno, dos, tres galaxies, okay? Un, dos, tres. I think that's French. Best galaxy and three. Best podcast in three galaxies, but you and I, we just call it Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Tuesday, April 6, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about being an entrepreneur and a couple other things. Now, before we get into the show, I'm going to discuss with you. I ran a Facebook ad, not a big one, not too big of a one, but I ran a Facebook ad for a podcast episode of mine. I wrote my little ad and I put, you know, listen to the podcast, this, that, and the other. And I think it cost me no more than $10. I wasn't trying to spend too much money because, well, you know, Facebook, to me, in my opinion, Facebook ads, they're okay. But, you know, after a while, By the time you've seen 60 ads, by the time you see an ad about a podcast, you're like, I don't give two F's about that. Get that out of my face. So I ran a small, plus, you know, I'm not trying to break the bank with a Facebook ad for a podcast because, you know, there's a lot of podcasts in the world. So I am going to, I am going to get a million listeners the good old-fashioned hard way, you know what I mean? I don't know if Facebook ads are going to help. I mean, they can only help a little bit, you know? But I ran one, and it reached up to like 1,500 people. So 1,500 people laid eyes on the podcast. They might know what Online Marketing Moves is. I had a few listeners. So for the $10 I paid, It might be worth it. It might not. I don't know. I can't tell you the results now. I can only tell you in the future. So I will keep you updated to see if anybody, you know, hits me up and they're like, I saw your ad on Facebook and I just had to listen to this podcast. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to discuss with you entrepreneurship. Now, the reason I bring this up is you see it all the time. I mean, you and I, we are on the internet. We're not blind. We're not naive. We see all these people. You see all these people walking around with five or six other people, quote unquote, getting on jets, getting in Lambos, doing this, doing that, you know, team this, team that, blah, 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 blah. You know, they claim they're an entrepreneur, but most of the time they're just con men, you know. Entrepreneurship, I will tell you what entrepreneurship is. This week, my wife, she has zero employees, and she's running a camp because it's spring break here in Georgia. So a lot of the kids are out of school. So a lot of the kids, they come to the Young Chefs Academy of Sandy Springs to take culinary classes on a daily basis throughout the week whenever they have spring break or any kind of break, you know, like during the summer. They have this camp called Camp Can I Cook. It's a very good, my wife does an excellent job of doing different recipes and all that kind of stuff. But the point is, one of her employees quit, you know, they quit like last week. They gave maybe a few days notice, but it wasn't a lot of time. And, you know, I was talking to my wife and she said, man, I gotta be in there. I'm gonna be in there every day by myself. And lucky for her, which this normally happens, I'm gonna be off for the rest of the week. I'm gonna be on vacation. So I'm going to be at the house doing a lot of writing and a lot of, you know, podcasts and everything. So I told her, I said, you know, if you need my help, then by all means, you know, just call me up, or, you know, not call me up, but, you know, let me know before you head out, or in the morning, if I need to go to the grocery store to make a run to Sam's or, you know, Costco, just let me know. And she's like, I greatly appreciate it. She's like, well, that's a good time. And I said, yes, it is good. It's a great time, you know, because sometimes, you know, when you run a small business, that's one of the things about running a small business is people come, people go. You know what I mean? Because my wife, she doesn't pay. I mean, she doesn't give out health insurance. She pays a pretty good wage, you know, but people are always looking for more, you know. People are always looking for, you know, and I get it. Like one young lady, she quit to become a teacher at a school because she said, you know, I'm like 30 years old now and I need your health benefits. And I was like, I can see that. I mean, I get it. You know what I mean? So this week, my wife, she's going to run the whole store by herself, you know. And I remember my friend, when he opened his donut shop, one of the things we used to talk about, he said, man, I make the donuts, sell the donuts, put on the donut costume, get out there and get to it, you know. And these are some of the things that you have to do when you are, you know, you want to start a business, you want to run a business. Doesn't matter what kind of business. If you just want to, you know, do a business by yourself, it doesn't matter. You have to be willing to make sacrifices. It's not all, you know, all these people highlight on social media. They try to highlight the highs of entrepreneurship, which that's fine and everything like that. But you have to remember the trying times. You have to remember the ups and the downs. You know, it's not always going to be a smooth boat ride. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be some choppy waters. There's going to be some days that you get frustrated. There's going to be days that you are pissed off. There's going to be days that you just like, F all this, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, the best thing about being an entrepreneur and the best thing about working for yourself and trying to create something, you know what I mean? Like trying to do something different. It's that when it pays off, it's beautiful. You know what I mean? Like I can go down to my job and they can give me a promotion and, you know, like, lately, they've been giving me a lot of compliments, a lot of pats on the back. I mean, I appreciate that and everything like that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm always going to work hard at the job. I'm not going to just, you know, poo-poo it because I'm trying to do something else with myself, with my life. You know what I mean? Like, my pursuit of, you know, working for myself is always at the forefront of my mind. But don't get me wrong. You know, I'm going to work hard at the job. And lately, they've been giving me a lot of compliments and talking about moving me up and rank and all that kind of stuff, which I appreciate, but that hard work just drives me more and more to this. You know what I mean? Like, people romanticize entrepreneurship, but it's nice. But once you hit the goal, that not the goal, but once you really get this thing rocking and rolling, you will see it will make a world of difference in your life. It will make you, you know, very excited. You know, like I've stayed up, you know, I've gotten 2 hours of sleep sometimes. I've gotten 1 hour of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, just trying to do, you know, come home and, because me and my wife, we take care of my mother-in-law. So, you know, come home, feed her, and then, you know, that takes a little while, make sure she's all right, and then I get to it. And then sometimes I don't go to bed till like 7, 8 o'clock, you know, because I have to get up and go back to work. But I'm like, I don't care, because this is my labor of love. Like, I love this. I love doing podcasts. I love writing. I love trying to figure out the blog. Like, I know me myself, I'm always gonna be slower than the next person, because I'm a hard-headed cuss. Like, I'm always gonna do things. I don't ask me why, but most of the time things get done around here the hard way, you know. Like, I know I'm going to get to my goal. I know I'm going to keep going, and I know I'm going to get there. But it's like, all right, it's going to take a little while. It's like people told me, they said, hey, you should probably just do videos instead of doing a podcast. I'm like, I would like to do videos, but if I'm sitting in the back of a truck, I don't have time to try to, you know, upload the camera and all this and all that. Because I remember when I first... The first time I brought my camera to when I was still over the road, I brought my camera and everything, and I was outside. And I remember I was in Pennsylvania, and I was like, all right, now's a good time to set up the camera and do a video. And of course, what happened? I got to setting it up and everything, and it just started raining. It was like pouring rain. It was like cats and dogs. I was like, of course. So I just went, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stick with the podcast. You know, it might take a little longer. You know, and the blogging. Of course, I need to do more blogging. I definitely need to do more blogging. But I'm like, the videos will come. The videos are not going anywhere. I have screencasts, and I have my Canon M50. Like, I have all that. I just have to start doing videos more and more, you know. With the videos, me, myself, I probably need to produce them in one day. Just film them and then produce them and then send them out to somebody so they can edit them, upload them, do thumbnails and all that kind of stuff. So that's that. But I'm telling you all this just to say, you got to have a, you know, this is a passion thing. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's looking like I told you before. I probably said this before, and I'll tell you again. My wife, she loves me whether I pursue writing, whether I pursue online and online income. She's gonna love me regardless. You know, she loved me when I was just old Tony the truck driver. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't looking for, you know, me to be telling her, hey, you know, I write poetry, and hey, I've been writing these short stories and all this and all that. No, she likes it. She enjoys it. She likes to read the stuff that I wrote. You know what I mean? Like, she sees that I have a drive for this stuff, and she's on board with it, and she supports me, and I greatly appreciate that. But she wasn't like, man, you need to run a business. You know what I mean? Like, she has a business. She has her own business, you know? So, and the same is vice versa with me and her, you know? Like, I love my wife when she was an employee at her job, you know, before she went out and, you know, got a loan and bought the place and, you know, took it to another level. You know what I mean? Like, people, it's not about other people. I know people love to tell you, you know, what's your why and all this and all that. Like, and that's important too. But at the end of the day, it's you. Like, nobody's going to, the people that love you, they're going to love you regardless. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or not. But for you, if you really have, if it's in you, it's in you. If it's not, it's not. Like my brother. I love my brother to death. I know him. He doesn't want to be an entrepreneur. That's not his goal. That's not his thing. His thing is to go to work, you know, get off on Friday and be like, hey, he'll text me. You know, he texts me sometimes, and he's like, it's the weekend, man. I'm about to kick it. And I'm like, kick it? What you got going on? He's like, I just bought me a 65-inch TV. You know, I've been working overtime. They're going to cut me my check. You know, that makes my brother happy, which, you know, I ain't knocking him. You know what I mean? Like, I wish some days when I'll tell you like this. Some days when I'm running on an hour's sleep, 2 hours sleep, I'm thinking to myself, I wish I could turn this entrepreneur passion off. I wish I could turn this stuff off, but I can't turn it off. I've tried to squelch it before, and it don't work. Like, anytime I thought about trying to start a business or run a business, I'm like, man, nah. But it's been at the back of my mind for a long time, and it's, you know, it's moved its way to the front. Now it's at the front of the line, and now it's like, come on, sir, I want some more. Give me some more. Give me what you got. So here we are, you know. But it's not all, you know. And I ain't saying it. And I ain't saying it ain't great. And I'm not saying that it's not worth it. But what I'm saying is, don't fall for the romance. You know what I mean? Like, you know how it is when you first meet somebody. Like, whenever you first meet somebody, and you date them, like, that first couple weeks is like the greatest time that you can have with somebody, because they're a complete stranger. You know, like, you just getting to know people is exciting. You know what I mean? Like, getting to know somebody is like, oh man, that's so cool. That's so nice. That's so sweet. You know what I mean? Like, that first date, second date, just getting the first month of getting to know somebody because they laugh at all your jokes. I mean, let's be honest with each other. They laugh at all your jokes. You know, you think you're funny to what you are. You know, they're like, "Ooh, you're so beautiful. You're so handsome. You're so cute. You're so this. You're so that. I love the way your nose wiggles." You know, and by the time, after a while, year 12, my wife, she's like, "Ah." You know, every blue moon, she's like, "You're still handsome." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." She's like, "Uh-huh." In the beginning, she was always talking about how nice I looked. You know what I mean? Like, the romance, I'm not saying the romance is dead, but you know what I mean. You get into, we are in the fight now, you know what I mean? Like, we are in the battle, you know, of our relationship. You know, we're making this thing work. You know, it's two people learning each other, getting along, you know, and turning, you know, like, I love her to death, but now we need to do more. We need to do more things than just love each other. We need to, you know, get financially, you know, spiritually, all that kind of stuff, you know, aligned with each other. You know what I mean? Like, we are going down that path, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's not like the first month that we was dating, you know what I mean? Like, everything's like, oh, and that's how entrepreneurship is. Like, at first, you're like, yes, yes, yes. But once you get into it, once you get into the throes of it, some days you're just like, you know what? I can't stand this. I you know what? F this. I quit. Like, I've quit the podcast 3 times. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this podcast. You know, like, yeah, I'm done. I'm tired of talking. I'm like, who am I talking to? Like, the first month, I was like, by the fourth week, I'm like, who am I talking to? Like, what's going on right here? You know what I mean? Like, it was just frustrating. It was just annoying after a while. But it's like, nah, man, this is gonna catch on, you know what I mean? And eventually, you know, we're starting to gain some traction, you know? And that's how it's gonna be for you, you know? Like, yeah, you're gonna get frustrated, you're gonna get annoyed, you know? Your spouse might be like, why are you always on that computer? Why are you always doing this and doing that? You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, no matter what people tell you, it's you, you know? Look at yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, this is why we're doing this. This is why we're going. This is why we're going to keep striving. You know what I mean? Like, keep running that race and you'll get there. You know what I mean? Entrepreneurship is not, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for everybody. My brother, my parents, they don't want to be entrepreneurs. They're like, nah, somebody cut me my check and let me go. You know what I mean? Me, I got it. I feel it. You know, it's in me bones. Like, I know what I want. I know what I want to do. And I'm excited to get there, you know. But just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind whenever you get down in the dumps or when you get down in the mouth. All right. But anyway, we will be back tomorrow with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. Ladies and gentlemen, I must give you an announcement before I go. I am 3/4 of the way done cleaning out the baby's room, okay? Me and my wife, we were making a room for the baby. 3/4 done. That's another thing. That's another thing. You know, besides doing all this jazz, trying to have a baby is woo, that's tough. But you know what? I love it. I love every second of it. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, take care of yourselves and enjoy episode 245. And if you haven't already, people, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a friend. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe to Tony Rizzano so you can get all your videos. And you can follow me on. Now, listen, before I go, that's another thing I was going to discuss with you. You can follow me. I was going to make all this. I thought about it. I was going to make all these different, you know, online marketing moves, you know, Instagram, online marketing moves, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, for what? You know what I mean? Like, I'll be honest with you. I don't know about you, but social media, I don't do a good job of keeping up with that stuff because it's not, I don't care. Like, I don't care about a post on Instagram. Like, don't get me wrong. You can create a big Instagram following. You can, I'm sure you can. God bless whoever's doing it. But I would just have to farm that out. I would just have to pay somebody because I'm not interested in Instagram. I'm not that interested in, I have the Facebook page, Online Marketing Moves. You can check that out. Like, don't get me wrong. That's not bad. I don't mind that one. But the Instagram and the Twitter, I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. And then I thought about the TikTok. I changed my name, which was a mistake. I changed it from, you know, T. Rizzano to Online Marketing Moves. I'm like, why in the F would I do that? Just be T. Rizzano. You know what I mean? Like, people want to see a person. They don't want to see a name or nothing like that. You know what I mean? On TikTok, you know? So I can do a few videos on TikTok and try to do that a little bit. But the Instagram and the Twitter, I'm like, I'll just tell people, you know, just follow T. Rizzano if you want to, you know, whatever. But it's, and I know some people are like, you need social media, but do you really need social media all the time? No, not really. It's, I mean, it's fine. It's nice, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a good vehicle, but the main thing you want to do, of course, you know, with any social media, any platform, is you want to drive them to the offer that you are trying to give them, you know, or drive them to the email list or drive them somewhere. You know, that's the main thing about social media. You're trying to drive them off the social media into your world. I mean, that's the whole purpose. That's the whole point. You know what I mean? So don't be on social media with bags of money because that's not going to do you any good. Be on there for the purpose. Be on there to try to push people into your world, you know? Like, that's what social media is for, you know? If you're creating content and you're just hanging out on Facebook all day, then it's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So don't be one of those people. But if you're creating content, you want to create a business and all that kind of stuff, then you should definitely just upload your stuff and get out. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind. But anyway, that's it for the podcast. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new one. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. And don't forget to follow us, Facebook, Online Marketing Moves. You can follow us on, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, Tony Rizzano. That's R-E-S-O-N-N-O. You can go to Twitter, look up T. Rizzano. You can go to Instagram, T. Rizzano. That's it. Oh, yeah, TikTok. For right now, it's Online Marketing Moves. But at the end of the month, we're going to just change it back to T. Rizzano. It's not a big deal. Follow us on all those social media sites. Hit me up if you want to contact me. Hit me up at tony@onlinemarketingmoves.com. If you have any questions about the podcast, if you like the podcast, you love the podcast, however you feel, you can email me. We can discuss it. We can chit-chat. You can tell me what you are working on, what you are trying to do. You can always go to Medium if you want to read some articles I've written in the past. It's not that hard to find me, Tony Rizzano on Medium. And, you know, if you want to read a blog that needs work, you can always go to thelousydriver.com. You can check all that out. We will put all of that in the show notes. But until next time, until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody. This is for my wife, ladies and gentlemen. And something like that. She likes the Backstreet Boys, so I remember that was one of the songs. But anyway, until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you later. And as always, everybody, peace.